boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
The amount of times I have been punked today, it's not safe for me to be on the internet.
You got told that you can't get on the internet for the rest of the day.
Neighbor man literally told me to put my phone down. It is not safe for me to be on the internet because I have been punked by way too many businesses in the area.
As a fellow fool, it's not safe out there. Everybody be pranking. Nobody's up to any good. It's just best to log off. But then there's people like us who do things in real life pranks.
We're also up to no good in the afternoon. Our goal today, let's see how many radio stations we can get on. There's definitely this one. Hi, how are you?
We are here.
Z102.9. We're going to get, we got on to Smart FM today before the show. We got on 1600 ESPN. We got on X107.5.
Yes.
And we're going to play all of that in the afternoon. And then we're going to call other radio stations.
Not even just in Iowa.
No, no, no.
We're expanding. We're touching different airwaves in different states.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind of crazy foolery we're up to this afternoon.
You have no idea what's even coming your way. I'll just say that.
No, you have no idea.
It's never been done before and will never be done again, probably, after
probably
we did
not.
It.
It's all happening with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
Hey, it's Destiny.
Hi, I'm Taylor.
We're Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
All right. Seriously. Look at your calendar. It's April the 1st, all right? My name is Chris. I work down the hall at X107.5, and Destiny and Taylor are up to some April Fool's shenanigans as we speak. They hijacked my radio station. They're on my show right now doing something they're not supposed to be doing. So I thought I'd return the favor and come over here and say hi. So hi. I'm not a fan of April Fool's Day when you get gaslit as much as I do. It's just another day. Just another day. I return you to your regularly scheduled programming, Those Girls in the Afternoon. I'm sure they got some amazing stuff lined up for you today. At some point, they're going to, like, look out a window and tell you about trends or something like that. Just remember, April 1st, not the day to test a relationship with an I love you, all right? High-risk play today. Z102.9.
I blame our engineer, Kevin. I blame him for letting Chris Jackson be on 2 seconds ago. It's his fault.
Well,
because the engineer, Kevin, thought it would be safe for an emergency situation to be able to press a couple buttons here and there in the studio to let any jock be able to broadcast from any studio in the building on other stations. And that's why you just heard Chris Jackson take over our station like a minute ago.
Well,
that's supposed to be our prank, Chris.
I was going to say he probably saw that he was locked out because we were up in his studio.
Yeah, literally a couple minutes ago.
So we did a whole switcheroo. We made it over there, though, and I bet his audience loved it.
Well, our goal when we were over on X107.5 a couple minutes ago was to, well, get a complaint.
I know. I really hope that it's not too late, by the way. It can be a delayed complaint.
Yeah, if you want to do a complaint for us, we would love that.
Do it. Do it.
It's the Chris Jackson Show.
Who is this?
Chris Jackson on X107.5.
It's Chris Jackson. I'm hungover for my Wednesday show. Happy April Fools.
Yo, I hate everybody. God, everybody's so annoying.
It's X107.5. I'll probably play some music.
Honestly shocked I even showed up for my show today.
I'd like much rather be drinking a beer and petting a dog.
Oh, that's good, actually.
Thank you.
Nailed it. But really, though, it's Those Girls in the Afternoon. Way cooler than Chris Jackson.
Ha ha, psych.
April Fools. We're taking over all the radio stations in this company. And it just happens to be X107.5 is one of those radio stations.
Yeah, we told him there's beer out on the front lawn. So that's how we got in this room.
So we have about 5 minutes before he comes back.
We gotta be quick.
It takes that guy 5 minutes to chug a beer.
Yeah.
Wuss.
Oh, wow.
But here's the thing. Every time that Chris comes onto our show, Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9, he ends up getting a complaint on our show. Like, he says something
stupid,
foul, stupid, dumb, you know, the guy. You listen to him every afternoon. I don't know why. So our goal is to get ourselves a complaint on your station. The thing that you listen, X107.5, every afternoon.
All bets are off. The most absurd complaints, please. We'll take them.
Text us. We'd like to hear it, because guess who's going to have to read it? Chris, when he walks back into the studio after he chugs that beer for 5 minutes.
Yeah, he gets to deal with it. So do your most.
So here's the thing. The only way I could think of getting a complaint is my singing. I suck at singing. So
facts.
We also have to remind you that Chris has Cypress Hill tickets.
Yeah, Cypress Hill and Bone Thugs and Harmony is going to be at the McGrath Amphitheater on Tuesday, July 21st. He said he's going to have tickets for you in the 5 o'clock hour.
So I thought, you know, for sure we'll get a complaint of some sort if I sing.
Hit it.
Insane in the membrane. Your words are part.
Insane in the brain.
We're definitely getting a complaint right there.
Oh.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain. Anybody?
Complain, please.
Everybody
please,
now.
Please.
Sound off on the text line.
Oh, I think he's coming back with his beer.
Gotta go. All month we've been working on this April Fool's Day prank of getting on every radio station in the building. We found out that's actually pretty easy. So all day we are calling other radio stations that are not in our building to see if they'll let us on their radio stations. And you can imagine how that's gone.
Not as easy as you would think, to be quite honest with you.
Not answering, laughing in our face. But Midwest Nice is a real thing.
It is.
Because we got out of our building, out of Cedar Rapids, out of Iowa, and hopped over to DeKalb, Illinois to talk to Peyton from 94.9 WDKB.
Accidentally like a year-old photo on your ex's Instagram account, or accidentally like a photo their new partner just posted. I have some friends from Z1029 today, those girls in the afternoon, Destiny and Taylor. What's up, ladies?
Hello.
So I have to know, which one would you pick out of these? Because they're both terrible answers, but I need to know which one you would choose.
I personally think I would pick liking the photo of the new boo thing or whatever, just because that shows that like you've moved on, you're happy for them, you're excited. But if you're like stalking them and you're like going like, you know, through them and you're like, oh, it's like 2023 or 2022, they see that and they're like, why are they going that far deep into my Instagram?
Yeah.
To me, that shows like you're creeping, you're wanting to go back and you're trying to like reminisce on the past. So for me, that just shows that you're not over them. That's why I would go and I would want to hopefully only like new things.
Yeah, great point. What about you, Taylor?
I agree. I would really like anything over an ex's photo because I've done it. And I know that when you accidentally like an ex's photo, it is an invitation in their mind. And then they reach out and they're like, things, and you're like, oh my God, I didn't even mean to do this. That door is shut. Yeah. I would rather like the new girl. As a girl, I'm like, I support you. Good luck with that one.
Yeah. They always come back, don't they?
They do. Unfortunately.
You know, I feel like I was going to pick the first one, but I think, Destiny, you've convinced me to like the new partner's post. So I'm with you on that.
Uh-huh. Don't get me wrong. Do I go back on there sometimes? And I'm like, how did I look, right? Am I actually over you? Things like that. Yes. Have I done that? And have I accidentally liked a past photo? Yes. But I don't want to do that.
Exactly. And thanks for playing today, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
For the past month, we've been telling you that our goal for April 1st was to get on all three of the radio stations that we have, in addition to Z102.9 in this company. Easy. But then we said, why stop there? Let's try to get on other radio stations across America.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, let's start off easy. Let's try to go to a radio station I know, which is a fun fact, if you didn't know, I started here at Z102.9. I moved for a couple of months to Columbia, Missouri, and I worked for a radio station there. And then I came back to Z102.9.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Jackson let me back in the building. I don't know why, but
blame
he did.
Him.
You can blame him for me being back, you guys. So I called him back, my old boss. And, well, this is what happened this morning when we did.
Y107, what's up?
Hey, it's those girls in the afternoon. We're back.
You did call back. I was hoping you wouldn't.
Yeah, we're like a crazy ex.
That's a great way to describe you guys. Yeah, that's a really good way.
Well, if it makes it any better, we did the stalking part of the Crazy X too, because we saw that you're doing like a Diva Madness.
Yeah, on your website.
Well, yeah, the whole nation is doing it. So if you're last to the party, then come on, get on the train.
So we wanted.
Have
to
you voted yet? Have you voted on the app yet?
Well, maybe.
Working on it.
Okay. Okay. I'm guessing you've picked your bracket.
Yes. So we want to talk about your Diva Madness. So obviously you're
right.
Going against songs on your radio station like Pink Pony Club, Man Child, The Fate of Ophelia, things like that. And we want to talk about who we would have in the championship, like who we'd have winning.
All right. So cut to the chase. Who do you have winning?
Oh, geez. He gets to the point. We like a man like that.
Time is a commodity. And if you're just, you know, putzing around, let's get to it. Who do you have winning?
I'm a Taylor Swift girly, so I'm going to pick The Fate of Ophelia.
You're number one.
That's my number one.
That was my number one.
Twins.
It was a hard battle with stateside, though.
A couple Swifties. That's funny because I was going to say stateside.
Oh, that's what Taylor picked, was stateside?
I'm picking stateside. I am a Zara Larsson champion. I think that she is going to be the biggest pop diva of 2026. And that sounds a bop. I like when she says boots.
Boots.
She just walks around the hall just yelling boots.
I do. It's like my vocal stem right now.
I believe it. I believe it. That is wild. All right. So you guys like the left side of the bracket way better than the right side. I mean, what about Pink Pony Club? A lot of people picking Pink Pony Club. Where are you at?
I've left the Pink Pony Club personally.
Yeah, we're on to another club.
Any underdogs that you had in your bracket?
Ooh.
I mean, stateside's a pretty decent size underdog. That's.
I would say, I don't know what underdog means. Is that like the cheapest? Stupid over here.
Taylor, how do you deal with her?
Is there a lot of explaining
for those not
on this
in the
show?
Notes, so Destiny.
Does that mean
used to be on the airwaves here, but we got rid of her pretty quick, so we sent her back to you.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, we are not the only pranksters in this building.
Nope.
We've been all over the place on other radio stations in the building. More to come with all of that. But I just turned to peek out the window to see Weekender Kate's face everywhere and a half.
My only complaint is, Kate, girl, next time you pull a prank, let me tell you where the good tape is.
Oh, okay. So there's obviously two windows behind me, and Kate was here in the middle of the night, I want to add.
Girl, 2 a.m. Get some sleep.
Printed out sheets of paper that say, listen to Kate, weekends 10 until 3.
And by the way, listen to Kate, weekends 10 until 3, plug.
We'll give you that plug. And a nice photo of her. And she did use some bonk looking tape to get these on the window.
Like, girl, I want to help you. It's a good prank. And people should listen to you, weekends 10 until 3. But let me get you better tape.
Yeah. Did you get one at your desk?
Yeah, and it was falling over because you had tape.
Oh, jeez.
And I wanted to board her. I want to hang it up in my room, but I got to get her better tape next time. Girl, I got the good tape at my desk. I purposely hide it away from everybody else in this building. Next time.
Of course she didn't know if you hide it. What do you mean?
No, I do. I hide the good tape.
I don't care about the tape. I'm like, Kate, if you were going to do this, why don't you say, give Kate a raise. Put that all over the building. I love that.
Yeah.
I'll go around with a Sharpie.
Why didn't she write that at the bottom?
Kate,
she
just said, got you.
Yeah, she just wrote, listen to Kate, weekdays 10 until weekends. Not weekdays. That's Chad Taylor.
Good Lord.
Oopsies. Sorry, Chad. Weekends 10 until 3. She should have wrote at the bottom, give me a raise.
I'll go around. I got you.
And bring me free ice cream.
Ooh.
Bring me cake. Kate, you know, let us help you next time. I'll give you tape. Taylor will give you tips. We'll help you.
I'm down. I won't be here at 2 a.m., though. No, I'm sorry. I'm sleeping.
No, we're not going to do that part, though.
You win. You're crazy. Unhinged. Can we say we're time travelers now that we've made it on the 80s station?
Yes, I think we can.
I think so, too.
Some might say we're dumb for saying that. I say we're smart.
The math is mathing to me. All day, you're going to hear us hopping on different radio stations inside the building, which is our first goal, and outside of the state of Iowa. And when we had this little idea for April Fool's Day, the one station we felt nervous and honestly we ignored for quite some time preparing for was Smart FM. just down the hallway. It's all 80s, and we're like, what the heck happened in the 80s?
All we know, great hair, great music. Well, that's what people tell us.
So they say. Uh-huh. We made it over there. How did it go? You got to hear it for yourself.
Smart FM. All 80s.
Oh, yeah.
April Fools. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon. Normally, we're on our sister station, Z102.9, but we wanted to pull an April Fool's Day prank in the building and try to get on all of the radio stations in this company, and Smart FM is one of those radio stations, so that's why you get to hear our voices.
April Fools, you got, and I'm not gonna lie, this is the one station we were most nervous to come over on. Mm-hmm. But we know more 80s than we thought.
We weren't born in the 80s, if you can't tell.
No, but
kind of dumb.
I will give it to you, there's some classics, and I just wonder, like, when this stuff came out, Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. Did you know in that moment, if you grew up in the 80s, that was going to be that song that came on the wedding dance floor and the drunks are screaming it mm-hmm. along? It's a classic. It's timeless. It's never going to age.
I, when you say that, I do wonder, when you heard that first come out on the radio, you were like, ah, this is going to be the one. You know, in 2026, I see myself still hearing it at weddings.
I got a White Claw, stains down the front of my dress, living my best life. Did you know?
I wonder.
I don't know.
It's Prince, 1999 on Smart FM, all 80s, although that song is 1999, so is it cheating?
Make it make sense.
Yeah, it's not making sense. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon. We're from Z102.9, so if you're confused, we totally get it.
You're getting pranked.
You are, because we're from the radio station Z102.9, but you are listening to Smart FM. But on our station, we wanted to do a prank because we want to try to get on all radio stations within the company. And Smart FM is one of the radio stations that is in the building. And we were like, ha, gotcha. We're going to be on this station.
They left the door unlocked. We've never done it. This is the first time we've touched these airwaves.
So we're calling ourselves the Dumb Girls on Smart.
Yes. And you can call us that too. And we're not going to be offended. We really have outdone ourselves with this April Duels. April Fool's Day prank. Because it all started out with just being on, not just, but going on the three other radio stations in our building. The sports station, the alternative, the 80s station. And then we quickly were like, easy, give us more of a challenge. Let's get outside of Cedar Rapids, outside of the state of Iowa, and see if anybody else will let us on. We talked to the former radio station that you were on.
In Columbia, Missouri. Yep.
Supposed to be a layup. And then we also knew our friend Spencer from 1600 ESPN, moved here from Wisconsin. We're like, hey, help your favorite girls in the afternoon out. Let us go through your phone and find your radio contacts, which you did. And you're going to hear that shortly here. But we've realized that we should have asked an important question, which is how the heck do you say, well, Wapaka?
You said it right.
Really?
Wapaka, yes, no. That is correct. Yeah.
I was over here saying Wapaka, Wapaka.
Wapaka, Wisconsin. That is exactly correct.
Oh, wow. You're Wisconsin.
Honorary Wisconsinite. It's incredible.
Yay. I hope you like cheese.
That's never been a problem for me.
Lakes 92.7 Radio, good morning.
Hi, Rick. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Hey, Destiny and Taylor, right?
Yeah.
All righty. That's all I got for you. That's all I got for you is an all righty. So,
did you hear what I said?
No.
You got such a good voice.
I should go into radio.
I know. You've got like the classic, like the good radio voice. I love it.
I'm trying to parlay that into audiobooks. I wrote a book and everybody said you got to record your own audiobook, so I'm in the middle of doing that right now.
That's the coolest thing ever. What kind of book is it?
Epic fantasy adventure.
Wait, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I like it. It was the book of the year last year. What, last year? Got a lot of great reviews. It even was awarded what they call a Kirkus starred review, which is kind of rare for indie authors like me. Something like only 2% of books ever are awarded a Kirkus star for having high literary merit. So I'm pretty proud of it.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's cool. So how are you when you're obviously when you're voicing it, are you doing it like yourself? Or are you doing it more like toned down? Like how are you?
No, I just read it in a natural voice. Just I try not to be too radio-y because I've been doing radio for so many years that it's easy to slip into that radio guy voice. The good morning. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that while reading chapters. Chapter one It was a dark and stormy night. We'll be right back.
Okay, what's the book?
So it's got a crazy title. It was my literary agent at the time, who I have since fired and moved on, but she came up with the title. So it's Ode, The Scion of Narrakin. And you can find it literally everywhere across, I mean, it's selling literally all over the world. But she came up with, I just wanted to title it Ode, by the way, O-D-E. And she said, no, she said, I am not selling that book by that title. It's a terrible title. She came up with The Scion of Narrakin. I kind of regret listening to her because every time when I meet somebody new, they say, what do those words mean? And I say, I'm not quite sure. I just wrote it. But that's my book.
We're seriously up to no good this afternoon because we wanted to take over the radio stations in this building. You hear us on Z102.9 every afternoon for the last 3 years. But there's other radio stations in this company. X107.5, which is alternative music. 1600, which is sports. And Smart FM, which is all 80s. Mm-hmm. And we've never gotten to be on those other radio stations.
Never.
And we thought, well, HR really can't do anything if we just hop on over there for April Fool's Day.
It's just a prank. Can't be in trouble for a prank.
Yeah, if they talk to us tomorrow, we're just going to say, okay, it was April Fool's.
You got fooled.
So, joke's on you.
Mm-hmm.
But then we thought, why not stop there? Because that's going to be easy. Let's try to get on other radio stations across America. And Spencer from 1600 ESPN, who you hear from time and time again on our station, in our show, actually used to work for other radio stations as well. And we looked in his phone. We came across the name Rick Winters, who's from Classic Hits 92.7 in Wisconsin. And we got to talk to him earlier today. And this is the other part of the conversation.
So what's it been like being the voice of your book?
Well, it's a lot harder than I thought. Speaking on the air all my life, basically, I thought reading the audiobook would be simple. But I'm doing it and trying not to do it in the radio guy voice. I'm trying to do it in this in the calm, reading by the side of the fireplace kind of voice instead of the chapter one, you know, the radio guy, the morning radio guy who's like, we'll be right back right after this. But I keep slipping into that voice and I have to redo chapters.
Do you ever have the urge, like with different characters? See, when I think of like reading to kids, you do like, oh, I'm Tony the Tiger, like the different characters.
Yes. And that's the problem. It's so funny that I'm talking to a show that is all female because my book is heavily female. Most of the characters are women. Ooh. Or young girls. And I didn't think about that problem while I started recording it until I realized I got to do all this dialogue. So I decided very early on, sorry, it's Friday. I'm losing my voice here. I decided early on not to do the falsetto. I thought that would sound weird. So what I do is I just put a little more breath in my voice. So instead of, but we have to go on an adventure and sound like Mickey Mouse, I'll just do, but we have to go on an adventure. Just a little more breath, just a little softer. But I find I have to do that a lot in the book.
Well, I mean, I don't want to persuade you at all, but if you write any more, there are two girls named Destiny and Taylor.
Oh, you need ghost voices?
Well, I've heard those girls in the afternoon, and I just don't want you to slip in random Post Malone references throughout my book.
Oh, no!
Fabulous.
And she would.
Chapter 12, another story about Post Malone.
He knows us too well. I think we have to go.
Ode to a rock star.
Well, thank you, ladies. I hope you have a wonderful April 1st.
Yes, thank you for having us.
You definitely just climbed up in the favorites.
Yep, you won.
For sure.
Eat it, Wagon. God, I hope he uses the name Spencer Wagon on the air. Otherwise, nobody will know what I'm talking about.
Okay. He does.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Our April Fool's prank, our airwave adventure, has kind of turned into a radio vacation. We have so many destinations we're going to be taking you on today. Not only did we accomplish our first goal of getting on every radio station in our company, which is 1600 ESPN, X107.5, and Smart FM, but we started calling out across the entire country to other radio stations to see, can we Can we get on in some warmer weather, please?
Mm-hmm.
Some sunnier skies. And we did just that when we caught up with Susie from Mix 105.1 in Orlando, Florida.
It's Mix 105.1, Orlando's best variety. You're hanging out with Susie. And I have some special guests right now from Iowa, KZIA. Girls in the Afternoon, Destiny and Taylor.
Hey!
Well, I know that when you guys come to visit me, we'll have some theme parks, we'll have some tourist attractions, maybe go up in like a helicopter for $25 on iDrive. Tell me what I can do when I come visit you guys.
I'm sorry, you could do a helicopter ride for $25?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, we have cornfields. We have the world's largest truck stop just down the interstate. World's largest frying pan.
Yeah. What?
And we also have buttered cows. Obviously, everybody has state fairs, but our state fair is massive. And every year they have a butter cow competition that they make sculptures strictly out of butter. Art went viral and because it's so scary and weird.
Yeah. Those are all serious things. We're not making that up either.
But it sounds like you guys have like probably the best vibe of Jeepers, Creepers, and Corn Mazes for Halloween.
That's actually exactly right.
Your state's interesting. They basically also said, let's throw in some House of Wax Village vibes with butter.
That's funny. All I have to say is I think you would enjoy coming to Iowa. I think you would be like, oh, wow, this actually exists.
So this is that state.
Move over, Florida man. I'm going to see Destiny and Taylor in Iowa.
Probably the most unqualified people to go around.
End of sentence.
Yes, most unqualified, period. To go around to every radio station in our company and pop in for a show. We did it today. It's our airwave adventure. You can see the full map of where we've landed on the Z102.9 Facebook page. But definitely the least qualified for our sports station, 1600 ESPN. We've been begging for this moment. And Spencer from 1600 ESPN, he did supervise us, but this is how it went.
1600 ESPN Eastern Iowa's home for sports. It is the first day of April of 2026. That means, especially in the radio biz, especially here at the International Broadcast Center, you need to keep your head on a swivel. And I tried to put the extra strength door locks on the door to the studio here in the International Broadcast Center, but I need to go to the hardware store and get more sturdy locks because I've been told they're taking over my show. They're taking over all the stations. They're taking over other radio stations in America.
We have. We interrupt the scheduled programming for those girls' airwave adventure is what we've been calling
okay, all right,
it. Fair. So you have officially been
booted,
taken over.
All right, well, see ya. Bye.
As of now.
Those girls in the afternoon, Destiny and Taylor from Z102.9. Taylor, you were closer to the Hawkeyes than Destiny was
yes.
in college. So any thoughts on March Madness?
I think
I'm putting you on the spot here. You wanted to be asked questions, so I'm asking you
questions. I like the new guy, the new coach.
Ben McCollum.
Yeah. Great work, my guy. He's looking sharp, much less red than our friend Fran McCaffrey.
Yeah. True.
He was very red in the face, always angry, it seemed. I think he's good. Stamp of approval. Go Hawkeyes.
Destiny, any thoughts on Iowa basketball?
I watched nothing.
Fair enough.
Except for when I was going to a steakhouse, I saw it on the TV.
Oh, what'd you see?
That we were tied. I think it was 75-76. Does that sound legit? I don't know. Sure.
What'd you feel in that moment?
Yeah, what were your thoughts? That's a question we ask a lot. What are your thoughts?
Can I be honest with you? Here were my thoughts. When I walked into the steakhouse, I saw the score, which I think was 57-67. Who knows? I don't remember the score now. But I was looking, because we were walking into the steakhouse, that some servers were wearing nice suits. And then the guy, who's the guy who takes your reservation?
The host.
The host was wearing not a suit. He was wearing, is Illinois orange?
Mm-hmm.
He was wearing an Illinois shirt. And I was like, how are you allowed to wear an Illinois shirt? But the rest have to wear a suit.
Interesting.
Anyways, that's what I thought. You asked me what I thought.
Well, no, that's a fair thought.
Like, I just,
some
like,
business, some people have more more casual
I just thought that it was cool that
dress.
The guy, he looked like Pitbull. He was cool.
He looked like like Pitbull.
Mr. Worldwide. Nice shiny bald head.
Mr. 305 is in the corridor.
Bald head and was wearing an Illinois shirt with a suit. He was still wearing a nice coat.
Oh, that's criminal.
Yeah,
nice suit jacket.
And even more criminal, if you are an Illinois fan, he did have it buttoned up so you could barely see that it said Illinois. Like, I think he was like a little nervous about being an Illinois fan, which I would too, to be quite honest with you. But we were in Illinois because we were in Galena.
Okay.
But he had it buttoned up. Like, he was like, I don't know. Like, am I proud to be a fan? Like, I don't know how this game's going to go.
If you haven't heard us talk about this before, one of our biggest dreams is to have an additional show here in this company. We still want to do Those Girls in the Afternoon, but we really want a show on 1600 ESPN.
Talking sports.
We're just waiting and waiting for them to say, hey, we got a spot open, and we'll be there.
And they're saying, we're waiting for you guys to know what you're talking about.
Well, I don't know if we will.
It's probably not going to happen.
But we did get to have our dream come true when Spencer let us take over the studio for our April Fool's Day prank. And, well, this is what happened when we did it today.
Are jerseys an acceptable fashion piece, or should they just be kind of like a memorabilia kind of thing?
No, so I think they should be hung on the wall. And, Taylor, I think you should let your boyfriend hang them on the wall in the basement.
A man cave?
She won't let him.
What?
I know, she hates her man.
I'm sorry. I'd rather him... it can hang in the closet. I don't.
Oh, in the closet? Well, nobody can see it in the
exactly.
closet.
Exactly. I don't want to see it. I don't care.
Who's the jersey up?
I don't know. No, she won't let her man. Okay, and I'm a firm believer. The whole house needs to be aesthetically pleasing, right? But we got to let the man have one room.
That's fair.
And she won't let him have the basement.
No.
And I'm like, let him hang the jerseys.
Yeah.
Let him have his lightsabers up there. Let him have the cow hanging on the wall and the deer antlers, whatever the man wants.
He's not into that, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no.
But she won't let him have the jersey up there.
No, because...
Does your woman let you?
Yeah, well, I have. So she's very into sports, so I lucked out there.
Yeah.
So she'll
good one.
Sit and watch random, like the other night we were watching Milwaukee Brewers baseball. So I have my office in the corner of our basement of our new house, and that's still getting put together, but she's cool with hanging Hawkeye stuff. She's cool with hanging Packers stuff. She's cool with hanging, you know, stuff in our house, like in our living room upstairs that we don't really use all that much, but she put sports memorabilia up there.
I think I remind you almost every day that you got a good one.
I yes.
Don't mess it up.
I'm trying not to.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it to May 15th.
I will hurt you.
You mess it up. It's not allowed at my house. I'm worse.
In the closet, apparently.
Come on. Here's the thing.
Give him a space.
And he's a Vikings fan.
Well, maybe not for that.
If I had a better a spot for him, The basement is far too public. Too many people see it.
What about if it's in a frame?
That's better than just like thumbtacked on the wall.
See, yeah, I think you gotta have some, class with it. Yeah, I agree.
We put it in a nice frame. Classy.
I think if in the future we get a bigger space, then he can have his own room. But the basement in the place
that we rent,
all right, okay, it's not that serious. I don't plan to rent the rest of my life.
What about his gaming room?
No. It's too...
What? The bathroom.
No.
Come on.
Well, here's the problem is his bathroom is like the public bathroom upstairs that like anybody can use.
We can't
the
put
guests.
Skull in there.
I just don't...
You shouldn't put that anywhere.
I don't find it appropriate.
The garage.
He could have the garage.
Oh, God.
That's all I can offer.
No, come on.
Yeah. I just
what the heck?
I don't want to see it. Go just look at it in your closet if you need to remember it.
That's just...
It's so nice.
Put it on the TV, channel 9.
Yeah, if I have to watch it on TV, I also don't need to watch it on my walls.
Oh,
I said what I said, period.
What if it was a mutually agreed upon player that you both liked? Like Vikings example. Vikings example.
TJ Hawkinson. I love him. I'm in love with him. I'm going to marry him one day. Once he breaks up with his wife.
Oh.
He doesn't know it.
I was going to say, does your significant other know this? Is he aware of
it? He knows that I'll leave him one day for TJ Hawkinson. Along with Post Malone.
Oh, jeez.
My taste is weird.
I think I need to put a shed.
No, it's guys with long hair that... Does TJ Hawkinson have tattoos like Posty does?
I think
does?
So. I don't know.
I'll put a shed outside and you guys can share custody of a TJ Hawkinson jersey.
Ooh, okay. Deal.
And you can both go in the shed and look at your jersey and that's all I can provide. What? I don't care. I'm so happy for him and the millions and millions of dollars he's making. I don't need to contribute to
that.
From
small town Iowa.
Did
Andrea.
Didn't you cheer for him in Iowa?
Yeah, and I did. And you know what? I didn't make any money from it, so I'm
bitter. She wants her NIL. She wants her NIL.
I missed the time. In a couple years. Maybe I'm bitter.
Too soon.
That's fine.
She could have married T.J. Hawkinson, and she didn't.
She could have.
Well, no.
It's kind of to be expected on April Fool's Day that as you're scrolling on social media, as I was not even 5 minutes ago, getting pranked by all these businesses, by fake new products and offerings. You kind of just know it on April Fool's Day. And we thought, let's do something that's never been done before and prank people via the radio. On the airwaves, let's pop up places we don't actually belong. So we've been on all of the radio stations in our building. Then we started calling radio stations across the country. And wouldn't you believe we ended up in Maine with Haley Smith Rose on, well, 102.9 Hot Radio.
What? Another 102.9?
A twin across the country.
It's Haley on Hot Radio, Maine, in studio with those girls in the afternoon, Destiny and Taylor. How you feeling today?
We're feeling good.
I'm personally so excited. You know, here in Maine, it has felt like winter for the past 7 months, but April 1st, it's starting to feel like spring. I'm curious, ladies, what are you looking forward to most this season?
To finally shave my leg. Yeah, show a little skin. Show a little thigh.
Yes! I have not felt 50 degrees in I don't know how long, so people are going to have to get used to my thighs.
Yeah. I've just been in sweaters and pants, and I'm finally ready to wear some shorts and, you know, some short sleeves.
Absolutely.
My toenails.
And I mean, maybe we'll make it to the beach one of these days, but I'm just trying to let my chickens out. And not to mention, it's basically lobster roll season right now. Are you guys into lobster rolls?
I've never had it. Taylor, I've had it at the Red Lobster. That's the closest we can get here in the Midwest.
Oh my goodness, such a Maine staple. So we got to get you to visit the East Coast one of these days.
Yeah, okay, so the difference between us and you is that you got lobster rolls and you got a beach. We got a thing called Palo Beach, which is nowhere near a beach. It's a river beach, and then we eat corn on the cob.
You know what? Corn on the cob, it's an underrated treat, and that is so fun. I love to hear about springtime other places in the world.
Yeah, ours is a little bit less glamorous.
What about summer? Anything you guys are looking forward to this summer?
Something cheap.
We stay busy over here. You know, we got our local Portland Sea Dogs baseball team. We've got all sorts of cool community stuff going on in this summer. But yeah, I was wondering what your neck of the woods looks like that time of year.
Ooh, we have some local small baseball teams. Obviously hitting up the pool because we're not so looking at the beaches. We have local farmers markets about every other weekend, and that's like the hottest thing in town. You always get like fresh bouquets, and you have to get the donuts there and the coffee.
The produce.
Uh-huh.
Gorgeous. Well, I think maybe I need to come visit you guys in the summertime.
Yeah, let's do a swap. I want a lobster bowl.
Let's do a
real beach.
I would love to show you both a real beach. Are you from Iowa originally?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, born and raised.
Born and raised. Well, that's a beautiful thing. I'm born and raised here in New England, so it's always fun to hear about what's going on other places in the country.
Oh, yeah. It's so fun. No, we just have cornfields everywhere, if you don't mind. And cows.
Listen, I don't mind a little corn and cow. That sounds like a good time. Did you ever go cow tipping, or is that a myth?
I never did. Actually, I know people who did. I never did. Okay, I'm shocked. I actually thought you would have done that.
No. There's something that you don't know about Haley Smith from 102.9, which is funny because we're 102.9 from Iowa.
She's just in Maine.
And that is, she's been on a Netflix show. And I was so excited to reveal this to you.
You know how I feel about binge watching Netflix.
I know. We got to talk to her as a part of our Those Girls in the Afternoon airwaves adventure. Part of our April Fool's Day prank is that we definitely wanted to be on the radio stations in this company, Smart FM, X107.5, and 1600 ESPN. But we're like, why stop there? There's other radio stations across America.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call them. Let's see if they'll answer. And let's see if we could try to be on their show. And of course, Haley Smith-Rose from 102.9 in Hot Radio in Maine was like, yeah, I'll talk to you. But I knew that she was on a Netflix show. You did it.
Mm.
And we talked about it. Here's how it went.
I also want to talk about, Taylor has no idea what Netflix show you were on.
Taylor, let's talk about it. I'm on a Netflix show. It is called Surviving Paradise. It's kind of like a reality competition show. So not one of their dating shows, more like roughing it kind of vibes, if you will. Kind of like okay. Survivor meets Big Brother. But I say that lightly because Survivor is like way more intense than what I did.
Oh my God. She's been hiding. She's like, I can't wait to reveal this to you. It's going to be, you're going to like die. I'm going to have to watch now. And I'm so in a show drought right now. I'm literally going to watch that.
Oh my God. That's amazing. Thank you. Yeah. It was a hoot and a holler. It was just something fun to do. Free trip to Greece, which was awesome.
Oh my gosh. You're braver than me. I would never survive.
Yeah, I mean, living in Maine, I honestly think I had a little bit of an advantage because I'm used to like weird terrains. So I think maybe I had a one up in that way on there, but you never know what's going to happen in nature. I'll tell you that much.
Are you wanting to do any more like shows I don't know, reality TV shows or game shows? Yeah, once you're in the Netflix universe, they kind of like keep you around, right?
I know. Yeah, I definitely would be down to do something again. I don't know if I do exactly like the same type of thing. I'd love to do a game show. Like Wheel of Fortune would be super cool. But in terms of a reality show, maybe like Traitors or Big Brother someday.
Oh, I was hoping you would say that. Yes. That or The Mole.
Yeah, oh, The Mole would be wicked cool too. Yeah, that's kind of my vibe. I'm super competitive. So anything like that, I'd be down to do it again. Who am I kidding?
Oh my God, you really should be the traitor.
You know what? Say less. I'm going to apply. I'm inspired.
Sad to say that we only have one more airwave adventures to share with you.
It's been a day. We have been all over this building at every station that we are brothers and sisters with, Smart FM, All 80s, X107.5 Alternative, 1600 ESPN, which is sports. And then we've been all over the country too via phone. Florida, Maine, Illinois, Wisconsin, Missouri. And if you miss any of that, it's going to be in the podcast shortly. But I think you asked one of the most important questions of all time today.
I did. Before we left 1600 ESPN today, and with our time with Spencer, he said, is there any other questions you would like to ask me as a sports broadcaster? And there was one. There's one question I've been dying to ask him.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make it clear. Before we air this question, there's a big difference, okay, between his broadcasting and our broadcasting.
Yeah.
We talk anywhere from 1, 2, and 3 minutes on the air, and then we get Taylor Swift, we get like a Harry Styles song back to back. So that means like probably
five, seven minutes.
Yeah, of music. Then we talk again. And then we get about 5 to 7 more minutes of music. Then we talk again. Okay? I can go to the bathroom in 5 to 7 minutes. Easy.
Yeah.
Peasy. Spencer, over there, he has to talk anywhere from 15 to like 10 to 15 minutes, okay?
For 2 hours straight.
Uh-huh. And he gets like commercials for just a little bit. So I want to know, well, when you want to know, you listening, when's the dude go to the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him.
Since this is your airwave adventure, this is your takeover, do you have any questions for the sports guy, aside from how do you work in sports radio?
Mm. When do you get to pee? It's a serious question.
No,
I've always wanted to know.
It is.
You have to talk for like 15 minutes straight. When do you get to pee? That's a serious question.
Well,
I ask that?
You can. I go before the show.
Okay.
And then my show kind of resets at 5 o'clock. I have ESPN Sports Center and the news and stuff.
So you get like 30 seconds?
No, I get like 3 minutes.
Oh, that's plenty of time.
But
okay.
The bathroom's just
on
the hall.
You only need 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure you had time.
I do.
I was worried about you.
Were you really? Or are you just saying that because you're on the show? Any other outlandish questions? I could pull something up.
I was only worried about your bladder.
All right.
Well, this has been an enlightening
and with
April
that, let
Fools.
Us know if you want us to come back anytime.
We are looking for a new 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. host, and maybe
talk about bathroom habits,
jerseys, and she sheds.
No, I don't think I'm coming back after I asked him when his potty breaks were.
You the standing offer still stands.
I can still come back.
You can still come back.
If you so.
If you do, I'll ask you even more crazy questions.
Oh boy!
Have you ever swore on this radio program?
No.
Really?
Because I like my job. Let me do it.
No.
I've got the beeper ready. I've got it ready. I've got it. Don't do it. We'll make it out.
Beep.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.